21st Century Fox. An arbitrator has ordered the studio to pay $179 million to the stars of the long-running TV show Bones in a dispute over profits from the series. What was behind this suit, Anusha?
So it's interesting because we've seen these kind of cases, you know, in Hollywood, but they don't often end up like this. And I should sort of start off by saying, you know, Fox is fighting back. But basically, it's the idea that, you know, some of the actors, they like Emily Deschanel and David Boreanaz, and two of the producers alleged that Fox deflated the profitability of the show, and in order to basically, you know, increase their own profits. And this is something that's basically expected to be more of an issue in Hollywood as the big studios start to sell shows to their own streaming networks. And so so producers and actors might get less visibility on the sort of internal dealings that go on about the shows that they're involved in.
Do you have a sense of whether or not this is emblematic of a larger issue at this point?
Well, right now, this is the first case, and it's, you know, Fox has sort of come out and said, you know, it's categorically wrong, and, you know, they put out quite a strong statement, and Bob Iger of Disney has, you know, put out a message of support for the executives that now are working for Disney, right, because the big Fox-Disney deal, this show was created by Fox, but by a part of Fox that is now going to be part of Disney. So he's publicly backed them. So we're going to have to see, but it is a problem that producers in Hollywood have been talking about that they're worried about for the future.
Emma Thompson has written a letter explaining why she quit work on the animated film Luck after Pixar executive John Lasseter was brought in on the project. Tell us about that.
Well, Emma Thompson came out and in an open letter, she said that she really wanted to be the voice that could be powerful enough to stop, you know, to be the voice to maybe a lot of women in animation that didn't have the choice but you know, stay and work in Skydance Media, where John Lasseter was hired to run a new animation department. She was in this film called Luck that he was going to be part of his division, and she pulled out of it. And, you know, it's really part of this bigger issue that Hollywood's going to have to deal with of, you know, people like John Lasseter, who was considered a visionary, coming, you know, looking for work again.